Hey everyone, I'm here with Lynn Driscoll. Hi Lynn, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Deb. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Lynn, I wanted to talk to you about a subject that you and I have actually spoken about several times before. And it's a very small little word, and it's the word why. And we've spoken about it, and there's been times when I've said to you, oh, why does this happen? And why is it my brain goes in that direction? And why, oh, why, oh, why? And you've given me some guidance as to how to think, not necessarily why, but sometimes how. And I'd like you to explain a little bit more about the why thought process and what the brain goes through when we think why, if you could.
It's a really interesting word, why. It seems so small and so innocuous, but it has huge impact. For a lot of people, when they come into therapy, they can just be repeating the word why on certain subjects, and that's all they need to change. The word why links back into your belief system, and it finds a system that you are using and allows you to recreate it. So if you imagine you're a person that constantly parks somewhere and gets a parking ticket, come back to your car and you go, oh no, why me? Why do I always get the parking tickets? See, look, it's happened again. Well, you've asked your unconscious mind to show you how you do that. By saying, why me? Why does it always happen? The unconscious mind thinks, oh, you want me to repeat that cycle again and show you how you do that. And what happens is the person repeats the cycle, then gets cross, and then becomes a victim of it. Why me? Why does it always happen to me? But if it's the fourth time you've got the parking ticket and you said, oh no, another parking ticket, how do I keep doing this? And then you look down and think, oh, well, I am parked on a yellow line. And I did go in the bank and think I'd only be 2 minutes, but I've been in there 10. Then you would start to see the pattern that you're using to create the habit.
Okay, so by thinking how instead of why, our brain starts to think differently.
Well, it's questioning. Yeah, as we're talking in this series of conversations, we're talking about how do you question your mind to find the answers? Because that's a lot of what we need. We need to be able to question ourselves, to question our beliefs that we're automatically using, which are unconscious to us, to find out consciously what we're doing to repeat the same pattern.
I know that when we've spoken in the past and I've said, oh, why, blah, 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 you have not pulled me up, but you've said, hang on a minute, think about it in a different way and think about it from the how perspective instead of the why perspective. Or you will say, look, you're thinking why again, and the same thing has happened again. And it wasn't until you started pointing out the why scenarios that I actually started to look at things completely differently. And now I start to think about how. But because in our society, we always say why, don't
Well, we
we?
do, and our language programs our thought processes, and we get so used to, you can call it a habit, we get so used to being in the habit of using the same language over and over again, yet when we start listening to the language that we're talking to ourselves with, we can then start to unravel the patterns that we're recreating over and over again. And why is amazing for recreating negatives. Yeah, if you want to change the way you use the word why and ask your unconscious mind to find some of the positives, like, why do I always feel so confident when I get online? Why do I find it so easy to put together my 90-day action plan? Why is it so easy for me to write my blog posts? then what your unconscious mind is going to be doing with that way of questioning why is looking to find the positive within you and re-remind you so you recreate it.
Right. Okay. Oh, I was about to sneeze then. So that's interesting. Looking at the why, when I'm a mother, I've got four children, you're a mother, you've got one child. And I remember when my children were very, very small and first starting to talk. And I've seen not just my children do it, but I've seen other children do this. You say to them, let's say my eldest daughter, I'd say to Alex, you know, don't put your hand in the fire. And it comes back, why? That would be her answer. Why? Because if you put your hand in the fire, it's going to burn you. Why? Is the next question. And I've seen children that are pushing something because it's something that they want to do. And so they push the parent by keep asking the same question. Why? 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 And these are children that are quite young, sort of, you know, from two onwards, that are, you know, they've got some handle on vocabulary. And their question is just why, and they keep pushing their parents from that. So is why a learnt behaviour? Would they have got that from their parents?
Well, when at that sort of age, that they're like a computer with no information in it. You're telling them not to do something and they need to know the reason. So they're looking to make sense of it. So they're asking you the question. And lovely, lovely phraseology there for me to put something else in. Don't put your hand on the fire. When you use the word don't, the unconscious mind deletes that, doesn't hear it. So it hears put your hand in the fire. And when you actually, when your partner's going out, you say, oh, don't forget to bring some milk home tonight. He will hear, forget to bring some milk home tonight.
Okay, that's interesting. So how comes the subconscious mind is deleting don't?
There are certain words that it just doesn't recognise and it deletes. Right. Doesn't make sense of. So it hears it slightly differently. So if you're constantly saying to the child, look, I've told you five times, don't put your hand in the fire, and they look back and they don't get it. If you say the fire's hot, if you put your hand there, it's going to hurt you, they can make sense of that. Because you've given them the statement and you've given them the information. Don't put your hand in the fire is logical for the adult because the adult understands, because the adults learn, it's unconscious to them. It makes sense to them that the fire is hot. And the adult is assuming that the child will understand. But the child doesn't own that information yet and you're programming the child with the information.
So in a marketing situation, I could say, don't buy that plug-in, it's rubbish. And the other person would hear that as saying, buy that plug-in, it's rubbish. Even though that's kind of illogical, they're not hearing the don't buy that plug-in. Whereas if I said, this plug-in does XYZ and it doesn't work, I would advise that you don't buy it, would they hear that better, do you think? Would that, I still had don't in there, didn't I? Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? Languaging is
One of the most common sentences that are used in letters with, if I can be of any further help, please don't hesitate to contact me. So the person hears, if I can be of any help, don't contact me.
Right. Okay. So that's very interesting. We haven't discussed don't. We've certainly discussed why. There is another word that I want to talk to you about, but we'll save that for another conversation. So with why, moving on from that, you've encouraged me to change my whys to hows. Okay. So now, when I look at a situation and initially I would have said, why is it that I can't make money online? Why is it that I can't generate leads? These are questions that marketers might come up with. And so by changing it to how can I make money online and how can I generate leads, you've shown me that my brain will start to search for a solution.
That's right.
Is
When
that?
you're saying to your brain, how can I make money online? It's like you've pushed a search button inside your head and it's gone, well, I saw Diane Hopman doing it this way. And I saw somebody else online doing it that way. And it will start to show you images of how you've seen it or how you've known other people to do it. And it will start to take you down that route.
Is there a really good time in the day when I need to be doing my house, or can I do my house at
Any
any
time in the day.
time in the day?
And another way, perhaps when you get up in the morning or when you go and sit at your computer, you could say, why is it going to be so easy to do this work today? Why am I going to enjoy writing this blog post? Why is my mind going to flow freely and the content is just going to come to me?
Okay, so you're reversing a negative
That's
why
right.
to a positive why. Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's really good. Well, why, oh why, oh why? I think we've covered all the
Then.
whys. How did we do that? Lynn, it's been absolutely great talking about why and how, and now we've also included don't. So until the next time,
Bye,
I'll
Natalie.
speak to you soon. And bye.
Bye.
Bye.